Okay.
Okay.
I turned the thing on. What was it like living as a young white male in the 1950s and 60s?
All right. There was a complete segregation between whites and people of color,
mm-hmm.
minority people. Lived in different neighborhoods, went to different schools, completely separate. So because of that, people of color and people who were white didn't get to know each other.
Yeah.
All they got to know is like what we call stereotypes. Mm-hmm. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all we got. And often they were incorrect. Most often they were incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example. When I went to high school,
mm-hmm.
That was 1942.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Central High School. You had to take a test to go there.
Yeah.
And in my school, it was all boys at that time, there were very few African American kids. There were no Asians.
Mm-hmm.
And very few African-American because of segregation.
Yeah.
So it was not a healthy time, that's all I can tell you, because
mm-hmm.
we did not know each other. We just didn't know each other.
I see. Okay. During that time, what was like one of your favorite activities? What did African-Americans play, like how did African-Americans play a role in it? And if so, what was the environment like?
Now, give me the question again, please.
What was your favorite pastime, and did African Americans play a role in it? And if so, what was the environment like between the two
okay,
of you?
Okay, my favorite pastimes, doing a lot of daydreaming, actually. and I always loved to read, so I was reading a lot. Would listen to music a lot, and the music I listened to was generally classical music and some pop.
Mm-hmm.
It was before the event of rock and roll, so I didn't have any idea what rock and roll was like, and there was jazz, and that was introduced by African American people. Excellent jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent jazz. And even that I didn't know too well. I didn't have friends who were African Americans,
mm-hmm.
so I didn't really get to know the music, the jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And jazz was very popular. And 1942 was a time of very bad, you know, war in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, Europe, the war started in 39. The Germans were going all over Europe, and the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor in 1941.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was 18, actually, I went 18 and a half. I had one semester at Temple University, and then all of the students were called up and we were put in the army. And by the way, in the army,
mm-hmm.
in a barracks, no African American people.
None. Really?
Really. As a matter of fact, this is such a bad because African Americans were not put in regular army units. They were segregated. So they drove trucks, they did labor work, and many of them had very special skills that could have helped, but they were put into these sort of non-technical work.
Yeah.
And in my barracks, we had young men from Pennsylvania, North, different other places, but no African Americans.
see. Did you ever see discrimination occur? If so, what happened?
Ever see what, dear?
Discrimination. Like, openly happening.
I'm ashamed to say, in a way, I did see discrimination occur. For instance, you went to a movie theater, there was no African Americans there. And they were, and people who were African American were generally treated in a sort of a non-human way. And many of the people who cleaned houses,
mm-hmm.
African American women. So I had a woman who I got to know, her name was Bertha, came to clean my mother's house. I felt sorry for her, like she'd have to carry the vacuum cleaner. I would carry it up for her and down. I actually can't say I saw direct discrimination, but I would read about discrimination in the newspapers. But there was obviously discrimination, even though it was more in the South.
Yeah.
In Philadelphia, there was discrimination because African American people had to live in isolated neighborhoods, we can call them ghettos,
mm-hmm.
and go to segregated schools.
Yeah. Did you agree with civil rights movement's protests?
Very much. And I read a lot. I would read every time there were people. There was a man named Stokely Carmichael who was an early civil rights man.
Mm-hmm.
And he first uttered the slogan, "Black is beautiful." So African Americans started to feel good about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were the Black Panthers.
Oh yeah.
And these were, there was a lot of resentment if you were an African American. A lot of anger built up because there's so many things that were harmful to you and your family. They began to want to hurt white people. Hurt anybody that discriminated against them. So there was a lot of riots in cities.
Mm-hmm.
African Americans would start fires and they'd go through wrecking buildings and automobiles. And in Philadelphia there was a police commissioner named Rizzo who was extremely hostile. Very hostile to African Americans. The police would hit them on the head and that kind of thing, you know. And so Philadelphia was a very bad time at that time.
How were African Americans treated during your time as a teacher? Or counselor?
Well, when I first started teaching,
mm-hmm.
I taught in a school, there were no African American children. It was 1950.
Yeah.
It was a school at Mayfair Elementary, Northeast Philadelphia. It was a brand new school, a neighborhood, no African Americans. Then I started teaching science at a junior high school, which was in Kensington. They were generally white people who were living in poverty conditions. No African Americans. And because when people are in poverty, regardless of what your race is, you get very angry. So there was anger at the African Americans because they were trying to upgrade themselves and white people didn't know how to handle it at the time. It was just a very difficult time. So I really had very little association with African Americans. But if I can jump ahead, where I did have...
That would be cool.
Yeah, where I did have, when I graduated college, 1949,
mm-hmm.
my first job was in a Philadelphia going to see people who were on what is called welfare.
Yeah.
Collect. And I would visit elderly people and things like that. And people who were working at the same time were African American.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to know them not only as a working person, but as a friend. So we began to associate together. And then we had parties together. And my friends would invite African American people. This was very new, but also very exciting, because we were bringing people together.
All right, thank you, Og.
Is that all?
I think so. Yes.
Okay.
Because the interview wasn't—it didn't have to be that long. It was only.
Well, I hope I was helpful.
You were very helpful.
Thank you.
I appreciate this very much.